This is an episode of Parenting Talk, and we're trying to make this really, really fast before Aaron walks out of the room. Hi, this is Bree.
I'm Riley.
So let's talk. All right, let's, that was probably very loud.
Ow, you want a pillow?
Here, you can have a pillow so you can fart in her bed. What?
You're a sin on that pillow. You farted on it.
You put your face in a lot worse place than where my butt's been sitting.
No, I haven't.
Want to bet?
Yes.
I fart in your face all the time when you're sleeping.
No, you don't.
I walk by, I go poof.
Yeah, right.
Poof.
Okay, anyways, what we're talking about. So, why is dad in here?
Why is your dad in here?
Because I fart in bed.
No, we had this discussion earlier.
I fart in your bed.
Stop doing that. It's weird. So, what were we talking about earlier?
Dad.
He's got to let Daxie Maxie out.
Get on the couch, you're in trouble.
So tell your dad what you were telling me last night.
You said a lot of things.
Come over here, honey.
Be more specific.
You were sad because you don't have social media. Let's talk about this.
Sad. It was a little frustrating. We have this conversation from dad's face. He already had this conversation too much.
No, but your dad and I talked about it earlier. Do you feel like we're too strict?
Sometimes. Well, you guys are strict about certain things, and then other things you're not as strict. So, yes.
Like, what are we strict about?
Put your hand down.
I can't. I don't look at you, because I already know what you're going to say, so. What are we too strict about?
You're not too... So, social media, time management.
We're strict about time management?
Yeah.
Boys, dating,
you guys,
secrecy.
You guys are pretty compromisable when it comes.
We're
to
compromisable.
Compromisable.
I didn't know that was a word.
Well, you guys compromise fairly good when it comes to boys and friends.
I didn't know that. You know her friends don't like to come over because we're mean.
Yep.
They're scared of you.
I mean, as hell. You think I'm scary?
I just don't like the atmosphere or the vibe the house gives off. I don't know. That we give off as a family.
Why? Because I'm so...
Loud. Assertive.
Loud, assertive, bossy.
Last time when Sierra came over, when she spent the night, she went to go to the bathroom. She's like, I don't know if I can be out right now. Am I going to get in trouble for being in the bathroom?
That's weird.
I was like... Sierra, you're in the bathroom. What are you supposed to do? Like, do you expect, like, one of those little, like, dog puppy mats in the corner?
Was I working from home already?
No.
Okay. I don't know. Sorry. Like, we don't care. We care if you go to the bathroom. It was April. Yeah, no, then I did. I was already working from home.
No, not yet. I think it was last... Out. It was last year.
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
I think it was last year, April. Like, ninth grade April. And then she wanted to get something to drink, and I was like, you want juice? She was like, can I have juice?
Well, let me tell you about growing up and a strict friend. Like, do you remember my friend Ashley?
Don't tell me.
No.
You've already told me these stories.
What was the story?
You've already told me all these stories.
What happened?
There's several stories of that.
But I'm telling you, what was it like being at her house? You literally could not even get a piece of bread or a cup of water. Her mom literally counted every piece of bread, every cup of milk, she would count it. And if she found out, we was getting really, really big trouble. I don't care if she goes to the bathroom. I care when you guys are being loud and you guys are waking other people up. How many times do you and Jasmine stay up and I'm like... I don't really care. Just, I'm like, go to bed by a certain time. Exactly.
No, sometimes you stay up with us. Like that one time when we were all up till like 2 in the morning, we were having a pillow fight in the living room.
Did you have friends over your house all the time?
Mm-hmm.
No, because you were always at your friend's house. Were you afraid to go to the bathroom at Nathan's house?
No.
I gotta go pee. Pee in the corner, dude. Pee in this jug.
Pee in the bucket.
We don't want to talk about that.
Anyways.
What? I really? What are you really? You laugh at me for watching TikTok. You're watching.
He's on social media.
I am on social media, Instagram.
This is your dad's face every night.
Instagram.
What?
My face isn't even here at this time of night. I'm gone.
It is. Your dad is thinking about me. Look.
Hey, social media. So what were you guys talking about?
What were we talking about? We were just talking about us being strict parents and how you feel like we're too strict.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we were talking about.
I feel like I am a fairly responsible person for the several things that we have going on. And
you're a fairly responsible person, but I can point out like four things in this room. I've told you to put a mask there, about five different masks there.
Or how many times do I have to tell you to get something done when you already know you're supposed to do it?
Because I have several things on
the list. That's not being responsible.
I have to work my way down.
Did you work your way down the list of giving the dogs water?
Mm-hmm. Outside? Mm-hmm. I bet you I forgot outside. The water's dirty.
This morning I gave them water.
Nope.
You can't just give them water. You have to clean it every week. Mm-hmm. You have to give them water every day.
No, because I went there and checked the jacuzzi and their water was filthy.
Did you give them fresh water?
Nope. They're already inside, so.
You're a fairly responsible adult who mm-hmm. tells your daughter to do the chore.
It's her chore, not mine.
Really?
Should already been done.
She doesn't want to go to Venture Weekend.
Well, too late. You're already gone. Because you said you wanted to go. And we already paid for you.
I didn't even do anything there.
You ain't staying here by yourself, so.
Okay. What do you mean we're not going to do anything there? They're doing the flag ceremony thingy with all the helicopters. I don't think you've ever been to Adventure Weekend with us.
She hasn't.
I've seen it.
She's never able to go.
You guys have visited me there once. Mm-hmm. Last time we went was 3 years ago because we didn't go last year.
You guys were whittling with fire.
I didn't have last one.
What?
How could you whittle?
They were bored. They were sitting.
No, that was Cubbery. That's the one where they were digging all the water. Remember the trenches and the firemen came?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was up at. Wasn't that up in Harupa Valley?
What did you do during this adventure weekend whatever?
Just told you. We did canoeing. We did archery, but all the same stuff we always do. Archery, BB guns, wrist rockets. But it's at Glen Helen. Remember we did the Girl Scout color run? That's where we're going. Super far away. But. Alright, Aaron, do you think we're too strict of parents?
Sometimes.
Really?
Sometimes.
Like when?
I don't know.
Great talking to you, Aaron.
I'm sorry,
I'm
not
ready yet. When do you feel like we're too strict? He's like, I'm not going to admit this up. Riley's like, I can't believe you just admitted you're wrong.
I didn't admit I was wrong.
Stop it. What are you doing? We just paid all those money for all those monies. All those money to your braces.
You just need to be more responsible with your chores.
And your braces, when I tell you not to eat things, and then you should be like, oh, well, I got candy. I earned those Jolly Ranchers.
Mm-hmm. Stop taking forever to get your stuff done. That's why you don't have time to do anything, because you take too long to do stuff. Like I said, stuff that takes 20 seconds.
I'm like,
takes
well,
you
Mom
20.
Does. I go to several different things, and then I go back to it, and then I don't end up finishing because I'm working on other things.
Well, don't do that. Finish what you're working on first.
Anyways.
At the end of the night, I always get my stuff done.
What were you strict about?
I just told you.
No. She wants to know what you think you're too strict about.
I don't know. So you get your stuff done.
Maybe if you got your stuff done. I'm sure your dad will make compromises with you. See, it's funny because you think it's really me that's strict. And you know, if Dad and I were ever to get divorced, you'd want to move with your dad. You thought I was strict. See, just think about it, just you.
I'm only strict because I'm backing you up.
It's true. This is true. But you're strict in your own way.
He's strict about boys.
And... Well, yeah, you're only 14. You don't need to be dating.
Not even considering it until you're 15.
17?
Now it's 17.
It's always been 17 for me. That's never changed.
It was 16 at one point. Remember when she had her first little boyfriend that would call? When we lived at the apartment, would we call him Chubby Bunny?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Everybody's gonna hear this. Chubby Bunny! Remember when he like FaceTimed?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he got that heart necklace. Riley's so embarrassed right now. I'm calling her out.
I don't wanna talk about him.
Why? What is his name? I know his name. Starts Chubby with a Bunny G.
What's his name?
Right? It starts with a G. What up, G? Where's your
phone?
Right here.
I'm charging
it.
Is it in the room?
Her phone's right here.
I'm charging it.
Right? She's charging it.
Oh.
She got in trouble because she keeps putting Google Home on her bed. I was like, it's going to start a fire.
But then you always yell at me when my music's too loud. And it's not
it is too loud.
And when I put it there, I hear the echo. So I put it on my bed. And then it's like... Like in the middle of the night, I'll stand all the way by my door to see if it's super loud.
I can hear it. Plus, I can see when you were on there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. So what would you like your dad to you and your dad and I, because your dad is backing me up. As your dad says, I gotta be the bad guy, so your dad has to back me up because I gotta be the face of the parenting.
Well, if you guys switch, it's gonna be like from Modern Family.
No, I'd be the Modern Family. You'd be the Phil. Mm-hmm. No, I would be the Phil. You'd be the Claire. You could be the bad guy. I'll be the fun
you
one.
See
I'm
how
gonna,
that turned out.
I'm gonna go take the kids and I'm gonna go make them have so much fun. They're gonna be puking their guts out in your car.
We're gonna run over our hand playing.
A what?
Run over our hands when we were on.
You said hand plane?
No, I said running over our hands while playing go kart.
I'll run over your hands anyways.
I'm strict when it comes to technology. That's what I'm strict about.
I think that you resort to an easy, like, getting
get
in trouble. When I get in trouble by you, you automatically block my phone or something.
Yep.
That's the most frustrating thing. It's not even that I care that...
Because that's what's usually causing you from not doing your stuff, is you're on your phone when you're not supposed to be.
No, I usually sit there.
Or playing an hour on video on a game on your phone when you're not supposed to be.
Interest.
Or video chatting for an hour and lying about who you're video chatting to.
We're not going to go there because that wasn't a lie, but...
Phone histories don't lie.
Anyway,
wait.
You guys are too funny. So, what would you like Riley to change?
I already mentioned it earlier.
To be more responsible. And what would you like?
I want her to be more responsible with her chores.
Okay. You're a responsible person, but you could be more responsible. Are you making out with your dog?
Mm-mm.
Gross.
That thing is so dirty. When's the last time he got washed?
I like the way he smells.
Ugh.
Like butt?
I mean, no, he doesn't smell bad. He smells like good. Like wood cologne. I don't know.
Sandal. What are you doing with him? Like, that he smells like wood cologne.
I don't know. Not washing him? It's been like 3 years.
That's gross. You've had that thing. That's actually your second one because you lost the first one. He's not the original.
What?
Nope. Bought like 5 of those things.
He's not the OG. You lost the first one when you were like 3 months old. Just kidding. We bought a bunch of extras just in case.
I think Cone has the same exact dog.
I think Riker has the same one. Well, his is a little bit different now.
He's not the original?
He is the OG. I just said that.
Yeah, he has all like the parts. I remember once when we were at the drive-ins and you and Dad were fighting over who should give me the dog. And you guys were pulling him by the arm and one of the arms ripped off.
No, it didn't rip all the way off.
Almost, it was hanging off. It was like dangling away.
Thing's been stuffed, restuffed at least once.
Yeah. That's all the Build-A-Bear stuffing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Riker's is missing an ear still. Collins needs stuffing.
That's why, look, it's all like.
Hey, I sew that shit
Collins
on there
no
good.
Let's see, this ear is okay. The other ear.
Anyways, so what would you like?
Flying elephants.
If you became more responsible with your chores, what would you like in return? Besides going to homecoming. With this promposal. She says a promposal, but it can't be a promposal.
I said it's a homecoming proposal.
That's weird. That's so weird. I was like, we never do that.
Hold that really quick. I'm going to move.
No.
I need painkillers.
No, you don't.
I'll painkill your face. Okay, anyway, so what would you like in return? What's the compromise?
Leeway.
With what?
When you want to give me it. Wait, no. That's just gonna
that makes no sense.
Never mind.
You're so beautiful.
Thought.
It was so weird.
spot of...
Spit it out.
Look, your dad is compromising by being in this podcast right now.
Social media.
What do you want? What is it you want? Why do you feel you need social media?
I don't know.
Then I guess you don't need it.
That's not a very good argument.
Okay.
What's the pros and what are the pros of having social media?
You can connect with friends and family. You can video chat people even if you don't have an iPhone.
You don't need...
You still video chat people without an iPhone.
No, because then they have to download Google Duo, and most people don't have Google Duo, and they don't want to download it.
That's not true. People...
Well, you guess what? Someone had an iPhone, but they kept breaking the screen on it.
I didn't break the screen on it. It was my...
I replaced the screen 3 times on that phone.
It was my responsibility, but the last time it started glitching, I didn't break it. The girl who did ghost my school now. Anyways...
Uh-huh. What social media do you want? It's like a pee-pee. My dad.
I just noticed that. It's a very fuzzy.
I know. I saw that. It was really funny. And people were like, oh, my God, these animals are out in public. There were two gorillas. They were getting it on and performing oral compilation at the zoo. Everybody's like, they're behind a glass box. I mean, what do you expect these animals to do? It's really fun. Oh, I think that's crazy. People freak out about that, but not about all the dolphins and all the other weird crap that dolphins do. Anyways, so continue. What social media would you like? This is you for the time for you
Instagram.
To listen. This is the point right now where you should.
I would like dad to
plead your case.
A little more open-minded about boys, not necessarily dating, but
how did you go from Instagram to boys?
I don't know.
You said tell them everything.
I didn't hear about Instagram. I didn't even hear the Instagram.
Anyways, well, because you're scrolling. Instagram. Pay attention.
I am paying attention to this funny video.
Okay, she's telling you. You're.
Why are you watching that? Ew.
Your glasses. Give it away, Aaron. Give it away. Give it away.
Hurry
away
up. Now.
I already said nothing Instagram. To do. Instagram.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Because why not? Social media.
So, why do you need social media?
I thought it's funny because you told me you wanted Snapchat.
Snapchat would be cool.
That definitely ain't fucking happening.
Why? What's the difference between Snapchat and Instagram?
What?
I was asking him. Why no to Snapchat, but yes to
Instagram's more kid friendly. It has a lot more uses to it. Super cool.
Do you want to really pull up how dangerous Instagram is?
Think about Snapchat though. Snapchat's low-key a sketchy,
They're all dangerous.
They're all dangerous.
It's a sketchy app.
They're both sketchy.
It looks scary.
Do you know my account's private? How many people message me on there? Do you not remember that one guy? There's three or four that are just like, hey, how's it going? See?
That's why you just block them in your account.
But that's the thing is, people could still have access to your account, take pictures of your pictures, take screenshots, and then share it. That's the thing is, nothing is ever private.
Of course. My friends take pictures of me, and then people probably, other people see it because they post them.
We see it. I know. Like I said, you'll be like, oh, I'm going to go do something, and then all of a sudden... All of a sudden, Riley's on somebody else's, what?
None.
That is not being helpful right now.
I'm listening, I'm responding.
You're being on social media is addicting. You're on social
media. Actually, that was news. That wasn't social media.
You're on.
It's news. Social, yeah. And it's media because it's on your phone.
No, it's news.
It's
nudes or news?
News.
I sent your dad nudes.
Good for you.
He made a face.
When you weren't looking. He was like this.
I'll send you nudes. Dad's trying. No. I'll send you nude boobs.
Ow. I'm missing my glasses again.
Sorry, my boobs are knocking your glasses out. My gazongas are. I'll send you news. I'll read you the news every day like this. And today's weather was extremely hot and sweaty.
I doubt you were. Alright, I'm out.
No, you can't go anywhere. I weigh more than you. Oh, well, I'll give you new news. Bazonga, bazonga, bazonga. Riley's embarrassed. What is this? Oh, Mark just messaged me.
Mark! Okay, anyway.
Go ahead. He's probably like, don't forget to send me
nudes.
Says the front lawn looks amazing compared to what it was. Hope you have a nice trip this weekend. Out of this world! So, what is the compromise? How long does she have to take to prove that she's responsible?
A month.
Can you be responsible with chores for a whole month?
Can we make that 3 weeks?
A month.
2 weeks.
A month.
3.5 weeks.
2 months.
3.5 weeks.
2 months.
4 weeks.
2 months.
4 weeks.
2 months.
3.5 weeks.
Can
I have painkillers?
No, you can have aspirin.
That's what I need. Can I have aspirin? I am cramping right now.
Good for you.
Okay, we're supposed to be talking about social media. I'm holding my baby here. He is
ignoring your other baby.
Look at him. He probably looks so comfortable.
You're ignoring the dog that opened the floodgates.
He looks so cute. He's laying on you.
My dad calls you cock-a-breath.
Shit eater.
I'd pick her up, but he's like freaking out now. So, are we compromising now?
I told her a month.
3.5 weeks.
Don't push it to 2.
Are you barking because I'm holding him? Really? She barked at me and straight up went out the door. She's alerting the neighbors that I'm babying my other dog. Do we have a compromise or is this not a good enough compromise?
Deal.
Baby, look at it.
Deal. Dap up.
Oh, you're not going to shake? All right.
No, whatever. I was going to dap up. But okay, yeah.
You said dap? I thought you said dab.
Shake.
Are you a dog here?
Shake.
Don't shake touch my him. Baby. Look at him.
Shake.
Look Dad. At him. Look at him. Does he look cute?
Yep.
Dad.
He's so nervous right now.
Dad.
What are you doing?
Dad. Ow. Dad.
You're making this dog panic attack.
Mom. Dad.
What?
Okay, we end this conversation now.
We're not ending the conversation. What?
You're licking your ear.
No.
I'm trying to make out with you.
He's my baby. His body is like super like tense, but he wants to relax. He's like, who could he? He's like holding all that poop in his body. He's like, God, he's going to drop me. Okay, so what are we compromising on?
4 weeks.
4 weeks. What do you have to do in 4 weeks?
Be responsible.
What do you get after 4 weeks?
I don't know yet.
This is a compromise issue.
What do I get after 4 weeks?
Turn around. Talk to him.
I don't know.
Stomach hurts. I need to lay in a fetal position.
Okay, but if you want this really bad, you need to talk to your dad.
What is my compromise? What is my reward?
I don't know. What do you want?
This is the time to negotiate. You tell me I'm strict. This is the one that's the strictest with social media and phones.
It's either... Instagram... or consider, does that say about social media?
What?
My compromise, my reward.
Well, consider what?
Consider males.
Nope.
Consider males.
Nope.
You get male.
Consider males.
No.
M-A-L-E-S, specimen.
No.
Whoa, well,
definitely not.
What?
You put that the wrong way.
Yeah. You isn't get a male
species. Isn't that another word for species?
No.
If you want
male species, not specimen. Male species.
Your dad already said when you're
species.
17 I said we would talk about it when you're 15. I didn't shut down everything. I said we'll talk about it.
Well, because I'm glad you have an open mind when you guys talk about it.
Stop licking my toes. Stop it.
Okay?
Your dad has an open mind all the time. I blow his mind. Oh, that sounded weird.
Never mind. Take that.
Aaron, when did you start dating?
20.
You're a liar. You're a freaking filthy liar.
I will throw this elephant and its pee-pee that's in its butt at you.
That's way wrong.
Okay. When did you start dating?
I just told you.
When?
20.
Real answer.
Really?
Real answer.
Real answer.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That's sad. Real answer.
Fuck you, too.
Glad she was your first.
She wasn't my first.
Lies. Real answer.
Nude news.
Oh wait, that mom. He
just hit me in the head with your elbow.
Mom, he said he didn't date till he was 20, but that doesn't mean that he had one night stands. Whoa.
Can you really picture your dad having a one night stand?
No.
Your dad is a committed man.
Dad is looking like toast. Real answer, Dad.
Real answer, honey.
I told you my real answer. I had more important things to worry about at that time.
Like what? No!
How old were you?
I gotta go finish the dishes. How old were you? 20!
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
Wrong answer.
No,
it was the right answer.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it was.
How old were you?
I fucking told you!
Oh my pantalones down. My chonies.
Mom, how old are you?
Oh yeah, you got some strong thighs. Lift them.
Your mom was 17.
What? I was not 17. I was 16 when I left home.
That's right.
When did you first start dating, Mom?
When I was 16 and I left home because I was on my own and I was paying my own bills. Ain't nobody tell me what to do in my own house.
How old were you, Dad?
I fucking told you already.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
He's not Uncle Rex. He was probably like 12, started dating. Yeah, he got all those honeys lined up. Your dad always tells the story of him catching all those girls in the jacuzzi. Right? Do you remember that story?
Mm-hmm. You were 20?
No, Uncle Rex.
No, it's about him.
Yes.
When he started dating. Then your dad fell in love with me. It's not sad. Your dad was saving himself for me.
Purity.
And my nude news. And now,
here we are. With your flying
zip. I made sure I had a job and a car first. I had money.
Bitches love the money.
What's the point of dating if you're fucking broke and can't go do anything?
Fact. Baby, don't worry. I know you got this.
Oh, my mom and dad go drop me off somewhere.
But honey, can you pay for this? I ain't got a job. Can I hold some money? Can I hold some money? Got no scrubs. Dax has gross. You're going to come over and lick their face. Look at her. Your dad was preparing himself for me.
Did do a very good job, did he?
Why? See all those gray hairs? He still has hair, right? These are all right here. These are all Riley hairs.
Yep.
Well, these are still black.
These ones?
Mm-hmm. Your dad? Riley. They're right here. The sideburn. And then the sideburn.
No.
Where's Cohen?
Top.
Where's Riker?
All the top. Way around.
Where's me?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Nope, you cannot leave this uncomfortable room. I gotta tell you the nude news. In today's nude news, the girls were getting on in the suit.
What?
The gorillas.
Oh.
Dax! Don't worry. Your dad saved himself for me, and I had to tell Scout Man, back up. It was really weird.
Tell us what happened.
No, I already told you what happened.
I didn't hear you were in the car and all I hear is, oh my, it was hot!
It was. Like, I just heard, I heard, like the car. I
didn't know.
I'm thirsty.
You're always thirsty. It's because I'm a thirst trap.
Can you let me get something to drink, please?
Yeah, my saliva.
She acts like
the guys. Mom, you act like the guys at our school to one another. It's weird.
What? Let me get
they call it homosexuals.
Yeah, no homo.
Ow! Homosexuals.
Homosexuals.
Can I get something to drink, please? Thank
you. Are you coming back?
Sure. Yes, I'm coming back.
Come on, guys. Back again. These are my shorts that always, the zipper always comes down. But I could.
I bet that's why the scabbing went off.
No, I had my shirt like this, and I was wearing my purse. It was just really weird.
What happened?
It was just weird.
What? Tell me what happened.
I already told you what happened.
What happened? What happened?
I already told you what happened. I just washed the sheets. So what happened is you were tired, and now all of a sudden you're not tired?
No, I'm still tired. But what happened?
So listen, your dad was making a compromise with you. I think you should have tried to compromise more. You think I'm the strict one. I'm got to be the strict one because this guy ain't got a backbone.
I would rather have just one social media for now and have everything on it and not just have it constantly checked 24/7.
Do you really get your phone checked 24/7?
Well, if I had Instagram or social media, I feel like I might.
It might be the same thing where you have it, but you might get it randomly checked just like your phone. But we don't really check your phone. When's the last time we checked your phone? Really?
You check my phone sometimes, but usually just to play games.
No, I'm just like, this is boring because you delete everything. I could download a couple different apps. And we could have all the different apps. Like, there's, like, the Bark app where it will literally read all your text messages. And it will mirror it and send it to our phone.
I just think that's too much.
But I know, I'm saying that there's a lot. You think we're strict, but there's a lot more overbearing parents that are very strict.
And I'm glad you guys aren't like that.
But you feel like we are too strict.
Not too strict, I just feel like you are strict.
What?
I just feel like you are strict.
What the hell?
Don't show me animal porn.
I'm not going to show you animal porn, you weirdo. Why would I share?
Even when you're that porn episode, you showed me. Dude, look at the way that's, like, Greek porn or whatever.
Parenting. Oop, there we go. Parenting. Maybe this is it. Parenting in a tech world. A lot of people often criticize us parents that monitor our children's phones and all that. Well, today was a good example why we should. It's not for our own children, but for someone else's, too. Just know that this child's parents have been informed. Also, I block the names. They're all nicknames in my child's phone, but still in case. My daughter came to me bawling and told me a friend had tried to kill himself. I asked if he was in the hospital. And she said no one knew, not even his parents. At the very time, the amazing Bark app alerted me to this very conversation. I was able to get in contact with the people who needed to know. I can't just sit by and ignore it, even though it's not my child. Today's the child is alive by receiving help. We were talking about, I said, she is worried that we're going to be checking, like, if she had social media, we're going to be checking all the time, like we check her phone.
Yep.
And I said, there's times where we don't check your phones.
No, because you delete your messages anyway, so.
I literally said word for word. That's what I told her.
You're hiding stuff. That's the reason why, another reason why I don't watch out social media, because you're already hiding stuff on your phone.
I'm going to get this chair. So your dad's talking to you. And I was telling her how she thinks you're overprotective, but there are apps like the Bark app, and there's other apps that you can pay for even more money, and then it will mirror all her text messages because it's sent to us.
And that would be way more invasive on your phone if we wanted to.
I said, we rarely ever check your phone because it's boring. We literally like stupid pictures. Although some of your pictures your dad deletes because he's like, that's not appropriate. Mm-hmm. So what are you reading? Honey, let's go back to MySpace. She can have social media.
MySpace doesn't exist anymore.
It does. Justin Timberlake bought it out.
Oh, jeez.
A long time ago. Let's give her social media. She can have MySpace. Mm. She can learn how to code just like the rest of us did. Having to do that, putting all your music, Your dad and I had MySpace. Your dad and I had MySpace. It's like Facebook where we used to talk to each other. Facebook. Actually, it was very new. Hey, Google, when did Facebook come out? See, 2006. No. So, yeah, I guess in a Facebook's... Dang, Facebook's as old as Riley. Facebook's as old as you. Hey, we're trying to talk to you.
I know, I'm reading all these other parents. Okay,
so anyways, what do you think? Do you think we're really strict?
Not really strict.
But you're worried that we're going to be over here?
I don't think you're strict. So, like, I think you're strict, but I think as I get older... It's going to stay, or it's not going to loosen out as I get older.
It's not going to loosen out as she gets older. I don't want you to be loosey-goosey when you get older. That's kind of weird.
Well, you know what I mean. I'm tired. I don't know how to word it right now.
Okay, so what your dad has agreed that he would consider, or did you agree to social media? Or do you say you would consider?
Consider.
See, I don't like that.
Or pretty much agree to it, but...
Well, I would take your dad up on his offer.
But I'm not reminding you to do your chores.
Okay.
You gotta show me
your... So I would go and probably check to make sure your chores were done.
Starting tomorrow.
And that's be done in a timely manner.
Because there's stuff in there that's... I will do the stuff in the washer that's been sitting there all day.
Starting tomorrow.
What?
Since starting tomorrow, I will...
But how? You're going to be gone. We're all going to be gone.
Starting Monday. Starting Sunday.
No, we'll start tomorrow. You'll have a couple free days.
Free days. Well,
she'll have to be responsible while we're gone. Uh-huh.
And she's got to do the popcorn booth if we get popcorn.
That's like we're going to be able to.
I got a message. Stassi.
I'm going to use the old one that can.
Okay, so Stacy is going, Mike is going, but Mike, I think, is going up the night before with Camden, and then Stacy's not staying the night because Bailey has dance. And then the Morning Stars. Noah.
Okay.
I think Billy Fails is on. I think.
No, yeah, do assignment. Sorry.
Maria, I think, is going. Some of the other scout moms. I'm going, which...
So they stay Friday night or Saturday night?
Emery?
Yeah.
I just told you, Becky is coming up Friday night. She messaged me soon, and she's like, trying to get all this stuff. Maria only charges $2 a patch to sew. I was like, motherfucker, you could have... Oh, let me give you a bag of them, because I don't know who's to go to. Just at that point. And I need to do Scoutbook login, because I need to log everybody's activities now. Yay. I know, but I have to do this as a den leader.
I know, okay, they
just... I don't know. So anyways, continue. What did you find?
This one's kind of sketchy about Snapchat.
Okay, go ahead, read it.
Snapchat's very...
It's a long story.
Okay, well, just...
Well, this girl's stupid. She didn't turn off her Snap Map or whatever it's called. No offense.
You can look somebody up on their map.
Scary, scary stuff.
You didn't know that?
No, I don't use Snapchat.
Look, here.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Well, you... I don't...
My contacts, you stupid app.
No, go to your...
I don't want to go to all that. I'm just saying. Okay, so this girl says, this happened in a city very near my family and I live. Scary, scary stuff. Snapchat's the worst. I myself had a super scary experience due to the app. I'm a full-fledged adult. It literally breaks my heart when I hear about kids and teens having this crap on their phones. Share my personal story with the hope of raising awareness. I had been talking to a guy from a dating site through Snapchat because he insisted. Should have been a clue number one. We had been chatting back and forth for a few days. It was the weekend, so I took my son to the playground. That's inside my apartment complex. It's almost right outside my patio door. Next thing I know, the guy I was talking to, who I had never met prior to this event, literally just showed up out of nowhere, claiming he had just had to see me. I immediately started panicking and asked him how he found out where I lived. He pulled up the Snapchat app and showed my face, my Snapchat avatar, on a map. It literally led him right to me. I didn't even know the app had a map at that point. That's the day I found it. Anyone who I was friends with or chatted with on there could see my location, even if the app wasn't open and running. I asked the guy to leave, and thankfully he did with no problems, but it could have been way worse. So, it's just...
But she didn't turn off her...
They have to have, like, the thing on there, like, their maps, but...
She didn't turn off... She didn't turn on her ghost mode or whatever. Because you can make it so that nobody can see
Yeah, they changed it. I don't see that option anymore.
What?
I'm trying to find your mom on here.
Yeah. Because I don't have my location turned on. That's why.
That, see, turn off your location and turn off your Snap map. That's what
But it's do. Also, you see all these parents are now? Did you see, well, you guys haven't read this thing. It's all these parents are now being required, like, by the schools, to have, like, Band or Discord or all these other social media platforms because it's easy. And that's what I saw. I was overwhelmed because I'm like, I'm trying to get on Band, but then they're messaging me on, what is it, what is that other one? It wasn't.
Remind.
But Remind, it was Remind, and we have all this, it was too many things. I don't have to download 500 different apps. It was very annoying to be on Band all the time. Like, it was another thing for me. But a lot of these parents, these kids are asking to download the VPN, like, there's, like, a VPN app where you can download, and it's basically, like, because it's, like, ghosting. I know, but I'm saying that. So these parents are like, well, why does my kid feel like they need this VPN thing? And I'm like, and I'm reading it, and I'm like, well, that's stupid. Like, if you look it up, like, if you have any questions, it literally, you can circumvent any, like, firewalls.
Mm-hmm. I want a VPN.
I'll give you a VPN.
Oh, I can do that for Netflix.
Oh my gosh. So this one is like, I value continuing my group, have Spotify, but I don't know. So anyways, it was just saying how all these people also too are now, like, because they have Android phones and their kids are, like, being bullied because they have Android phones, and, like, the other, their peers have iPhones. Well, then their peers are like, well, we can't add you in the group chat. Because I don't know if you knew that if you're, like, in a huge group chat, so if you were an iron or whatever, it's all the people who get the iMessages. I have no problem. Yeah. But the person who has the Android won't get that message. Mm-hmm. So it's, I don't know. Are you excited to have an iPhone?
No.
Let's go.
I don't have an iPhone.
Aren't we going to get one? Are they going to have it in store, or do I have to pre-order it?
It comes out tomorrow.
I know. Do I just go and...
I don't know.
Your dad's excited. He's going to get an iPhone. Riley will get another Android phone. Maybe. I'm excited. I'm so excited, I can't hide it. Mm-hmm. That I get a new cell phone. It's only been 2 years. Mm-hmm. It's like every 2 years, huh? You get a new phone every year. Tell me that ain't true.
It's true. But my phone's only cost like a third of the price of yours.
But do mine last me longer?
No.
Yes.
So do mine?
No. You literally have, that's your second one of those. In the time that I've had that one phone. Mm-hmm. So, the only time it hasn't lasted me is when I broke it on.
It only cost me 12 hours to replace this phone. How much money have we spent on cords on your phone?
Actually, I'm using the same cord that I have had forever. Something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways. Okay, Riley, this is like you're supposed to be talking, but you're not.
I'm listening to you guys.
So, okay, so what is the compromise? If you do all your stuff.
I get Instagram.
Do you have any rules for Instagram that she would have to abide by? Is there any.
I don't know.
I'm just
telling you now. If you go through messages on Instagram or just in general, and there's weird things that my friend says, don't get mad at me. Those are my.
We have no control over your friend's post.
Unless she replies. No, she sent her messages.
I'll reply with something like, why did you send me that? Or I might, like...
Are you excited? Your dad is actually considering...
I don't think it's going to happen now, because I don't...
I don't think it's going to happen either, because I already know how someone has worked their chores.
Yeah, same. It's just...
trying to get you responsibility by your chores for I don't know how long already.
That was the whole thing of having a phone.
That counts. In 4 weeks, we come back to this podcast, I'm going to say I don't have Instagram.
Technically.
That's up to you.
Technically, she does have social media.
No, I don't.
You have TikTok.
The Tiki Talk?
No, mom won't let me delete.
No. That's the thing, is you've already committed to having this social media account. You already put it out there.
Once I get TikTok on my phone, I'm going to delete
it. Once you get TikTok on your phone.
All my old videos.
Once you get TikTok on your phone.
Or I might keep that account and just start a new account.
When you're 18? TikTok will be old by then.
Maybe something else at the time.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, TikTok will be old by then. Be old news. Just like MySpace. Justin, whatever I said his name was. Justin Timberlake. Timberfake. Justin Timber boots.
I'm tired.
Yeah, me too. All right, that's this week's episode. Riley is finally possibly getting social media.
It's all up to you. Control's in your hands.
You got the whole world in your hands. You got the whole world. I have all the faith in you.
At least the Instagram porn.
What? maybe I could try to talk your dad into letting it be less than 4 weeks.
She's already doubting herself.
Maybe I can butter your dad up. I'll butter those biscuits. Let me butter your biscuits, honey.
Okay.
I'm buttering the biscuits. What do I get? What do I get if I butter those biscuits and you get Instagram earlier in 4 weeks?
I will reward you.
Well, that doesn't. I'm buttering some biscuits. I need to know what I get out of it.
A surprise. It's going to be huge.
You hear that? She's going to give me a big surprise and it's going to be huge. Mm-hmm. Is it a giant statue of your dad's butt cheeks?
I thought you were going to say something else, but no.
Whoa! Aaron.
What?
That would be really weird.
I didn't hear it.
What? I know.
No, don't say it again. That was
I weird. Asked what she was going to give me, and I said, a big, giant statue of your butt cheeks. And she said, gosh. I thought you were going to say something else. I'm like, that's a dirty mind. Mm-hmm. Think about this way. You have two parents that love you very, 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 very much. We'd be very, very sad if anything happened to you. Because we can't make another one of you. It's literally impossible. It's physically impossible for me to even give you a sort of sibling that is genetically related, like the mom and the dad the same. And everybody's going to be like, I don't get it. I don't get it. And then you're going to have to explain to them.
So stupid. I tell people, oh, yeah, my mom is a surrogate. And they look at me and I'm like, surrogacy? And they're like, oh, okay. Like, it's literally the same thing. Like, you're not educated.
What do you mean? What?
Like, I tell them, oh, yeah, my mom's a surrogate. And they look at me like, what's that? And I'll be like, surrogacy? And they'll be like, oh, I know. Okay, go to bed. I'm tired.
They look at you like what?
They're like, what? And then I say surrogacy, and they're like, oh.
But they don't understand what it is.
Really know what it is.
Now, a lot of people, remember Tony, that one guy was, like, with karate, and he was like, how does your husband feel about you sleeping with the other guy? I was like, what was that?
Like, let him brown chicken, brown cow.
The one guy was like, I don't understand how your husband would be okay with it. I'm like, that's weird. What am I going to be like? Let me go sleep with this lady's husband to be impregnated? Like, you're about to fall asleep. Your elephant is not about to fall asleep. It's very erect. His nose is erect. It's erect fungus. Don't put that in your... It's pee-pee tail. It literally looks like a pee-pee.
Okay.
I'm being PG, I'm saying pee. You don't want the pee-pee in your face? I'll put the pee-pee in your face. Oh, wait, can you use the mark?
Really?
Alright, we love you.
Alright.
I will... That was... Can you assault me like that later?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's go, right here. Ow!
And this is when I get a bed.
That really did hurt. That really did rock my butt.
Your butt went, ooh.
sorry. I got two hand things. And you got two butt cheeks. I'm going to butter those biscuits.
That was a solid.
I said that's a salt.
I said solid.
It was both. It was solid and a salt. You better watch out. These hands be tingling. Got some idle hands. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I am crying. You hurt me so bad.
Alright, get out. Go to bed.
Well, that was rude.
Bye. Thank you for listening to another episode of Parenting Talk. I'm Riley.
Don't even. I will fart on you.
I'm Riley.
I'll fart on you.
I'm Riley.
Yeah. I'm Riley. I'm Slim Shady.
Mom.
I'm Riley. I'm Bree. I'm Erin. And this is the end of this week's episode. Bye. Say bye.
Turn over.
Say bye.
I'm going to salt you.
Say bye.
I'm going to assault your dad.
Okay, say bye.
Bye.
Peace out. Yeah, you don't even want to get up. Come on. Let's go.
Bye.
Now I'm about to assault you.
Bye.
Let's go.